Legends, welcome to the Electrician Success Podcast. And today, what I'm going to break down for you is the difference between a team meeting and a solo meeting with a staff member. Now, team meetings are great, don't get me wrong. You need to get team meetings in whenever you're trying to build some concepts, trying to build up some new solutions for what you're trying to do within the electrical game. So if you're bringing your team in, let's sit down, let's brainstorm and include them in the decision-making process, they will feel like they're a part of your culture, your team, and they're helping your business grow. Especially if you're reiterating that and you're making sure that they are feeling like, you know, guys, I want you to be a part of this process. I want you to make sure you feel a part of this company. That sort of conversation in the group setting is fantastic. Now, if you're bringing your staff in to talk about disciplinary stuff, or if someone's done something wrong, and I used to do this in the past, and don't get me wrong, there's plenty of times where I've brought the team in because one person kept getting it wrong, and so I decided to let the whole team know about the problem. And what that does is, to the team members that think that they are doing it right, which they know that they are doing this thing right, whatever it is, they feel like they're having a go at as well. So they feel demoralized, like, oh, I thought I was doing it right, but you're still speaking to them. And what's great about this is you have an opportunity here to really educate them around your interest in them and that they're important to you and that you want to help them improve in their own self, in their own ability. And as a result, you don't even have to say that because you want it to improve for you. If you make it about you as the director or as the manager, then they're going to switch off and they're going to be like, well, fuck you. That's just what's going to happen. So you just have to make sure that you're doing everything you can to show your interest in them, and it will pay off. Plus, me, trust me, I've tried it in all different ways. And when it comes to getting people to improve and feel like you actually care about them, it needs to be done in the individual setting. So one-on-one chats. It's worth you, if you're spending an hour doing, you know, toolbox talks or whatever it is, and you've got an hour there with a team of five or six, let's just say six, it's better that you spend 10 minutes with each person and they spend the rest of the time working on a project or a problem or brainstorming some solutions around something that's not right at work. So you might want to give them a topic while you're in there doing your individual talks. So if you're currently spending 1 hour toolbox talks, meeting, group meeting, whatever it is, and let's just say you've got a team of six people and you're spending 1 hour a week, 1 hour a month, or whatever it is, I really recommend you try and mix it up. There's a different setting required for different results. So just really understand, if you're trying to get some improvement in the individual and you're trying to show them that you care about them as a person rather than them as a team and the company, then you want to be doing individual meetings. But you also want to be doing group sessions where they feel a part of a team, because that team dynamic's also important. So mix it up, have your group coaching, a group session, group toolbox or whatever it is where everyone's there. And in those sessions, you want to facilitate a question or a problem that you've got and get them as the team to come up with solutions rather than you telling them what the problem is and what the solution is. Get them to come up with a solution. You may already know what the solution is or what you need to do to fix it, but get them to come around. So ask questions around that to get them, help them come up with the answer themselves. Then it's their idea, then they'll own it as a group. So when it comes to the individual, you want to do those individual sessions. And what I recommend is, if you've got a team of six people, then you spend some time, 10 minutes each, individually talking to your team about some things that they're not quite doing right in the field. And what the way you want to present that is, you talk about them first, how things are going with them, and then you say, how do you feel like you're going around this topic? So how do you feel like you're going around fault finding at the moment? And they'll say, you know, I feel like I'm really good. And they might not be very good. And then you can give them an example. What about at this job? And then they'll realize, oh, yeah, I didn't quite get that. And what do you think you could have done better? So we're not telling what they need to you don't need to be told the answer to these things. They want to be questioned, so they come up with the answer, and if they're coming up with the answer, they're owning it. So let them own it. Let them really take that on as their own idea, because if they own it, they'll go out there and they'll crush it. Now, if you're doing that, they also don't feel like they're being lectured either, which is really important. It's so easy for you to come in and just say, hey, I've noticed you're doing this, this, and this. These are the things that you need to do differently. Do it or else. That's so simple to do that, and it feels really good to get it out because you're pissed off about it, I understand. But what a really good manager would do is understand what their solution is, understand what they need to do, but help them get there themselves by asking the right questions. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. So also want to recommend, during that time where you're doing the 10 minutes each, you set a challenge for your team to brainstorm around with a solution without you. A lot of times when you start this, they won't do anything. They'll sort of be distracted or not really do much at all. So you're going to have to facilitate that and encourage them to do and the result that you're trying to achieve, and try and do a no phones meeting policy where you can't bring your phones into the meetings. If the phones are in their pocket, it's distracting. If it's vibrating, it's distracting. If they know what the time is, it's distracting. We just want to be focused in these meetings and getting shit done. Hope that helps, guys. Let me know what you think.